They're suggesting that he's cleanly wrapped up the challenge in Iraq, which is, of course, not true. We have thousands of troops on the ground today trying to, instead of having prevented ISIS from taking Mosul in the first place, we're now trying the very violent and bloody and difficult task of working with the Iraqis to try to take it back. I actually think of Iraq as fundamentally three failures. The withdrawal from Iraq. There was the original failure that he failed to get the Iraqi agreement, the Iraqi government to agree to a status of forces agreement that would have allowed us to keep troops in with appropriate legal protections. After he failed to do it, he failed to understand that he needed to keep some troop levels there anyway. And then he failed to understand his mistake on withdrawing troops prematurely until 2014, after ISIS had already run Mosul. So it's not that he has kept us out of a quagmire, it's that he's ignored the obvious facts on the ground that would allowed us to prevent some of these events from taking place in the first place.